Hi, I'm Chris. You're about to travel to a place of wonder, excitement, and discovery. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. And now, the conclusion of Jimmy's adventure with Abraham Lincoln.
What we want to do, Mose? What we want to do?
I don't know. I just don't know. Thou will be done, Lord. Thou will be done.
They go and find us.
No, they won't. Get back there and hide under those potato sacks.
But there's only two of them.
That's okay. I won't need one. I'm going outside.
They'll capture you, boy.
But they won't shoot me, and then you'll be safe.
You go off to the right. You go off to the left. I'll take the front door.
Come on, yes, get back there.
God bless you, son. God bless you.
And don't get up till you hear us leave.
Hello? Anybody in there?
Yeah, I'm in here. Don't shoot!
Come on out now. Slow and easy. Keep your hands high.
Hi, guys. What's up? I mean, besides here.
Who are you?
My name's Jimmy. Boy, I'm really glad to see you. I was out hunting squirrels with my slingshot and I got lost.
You by yourself, boy?
I'm hunting by myself. You guys really are a sight for sore eyes. I've been wandering around here for hours. Thought I was gonna have to stay all night in this shack.
Yeah, well, don't be so happy, son. We ain't got no food. Where we going ain't gonna be pretty, I tell you that. You from around here?
No, not exactly.
Well, you Confederate or Yankee?
I'm neither. I'm from out west. I'm just here visiting a friend.
Friend, huh? Well, where is this friend?
I don't know. I told you I'm lost.
Well, why didn't you come out when you first heard us, huh?
I was scared.
Well, you wouldn't be trying to hide something in that shack now, would you?
Hide something? What would I have to hide?
Well, maybe I'll just take a look and find out, huh? Another one of Grant's calling cards, I'm free.
Sergeant!
Yes, sir.
Stop fooling around. The Yanks are closing to meet up. Get your men together and move.
Yes, sir. But what about this boy I have here, sir?
Bring him. Use all the help we can get.
Yes, sir. All right, you hit him now. Let's go. You two, boy. Come on now. Move.
Where are we going?
I don't know, but I know where we ain't going. That's Petersburg. We just come from there. It's Grant City now. My guess is that we're going to try to meet up with General Robert E. Lee. Come on.
Where's he?
Don't you know nothing? He's at the capital of the Confederacy, Richmond. Now, come on.
Mike, your folks is here!
Yes, sir!
Sergeant, have you been digging alongside the road?
Yes, sir! Yes, sir.
Sure is quiet around here, Sarge.
Yeah, and it's about time. I never knew the Civil War was so noisy.
Yeah, Rat has been coming and going all day long.
Yeah, they've all gone to that little building across the field. What is that anyway? I mean, where are we?
Johnston, you're from around here.
This place is called Appomattox. Aye.
I wonder what's going on.
Well, there's rumor going around we's about to surrender.
You're crazy, Johnston. Southerner would never surrender, especially one like Lee.
I'm just repeating what I heard.
Yeah, well, keep
sir.
Your rumors to yourself.
Sergeant?
Yes, sir.
General Lee will be riding to the courthouse in just a few moments. He's requested that a detail accompany him. I gather your men meet us at the line in 2 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Well, ain't that interesting.
You keep quiet, Johnston. All right, line up and follow me, man. That means you too, boy. Come on now. Move out.
Let's go.
For a long time.
Yeah, I guess surrendering takes longer than I thought.
I told you to keep that tuck to yourself, Johnston.
Well, what else would they be doing in there in the middle of all these Yankees?
He's got a point there.
Lee ain't surrendering. I'll prove it to you. Hey, Yank, what's going on in there?
Don't they tell y'all nothing in your army, Johnny Reb? Y'all just surrendered.
I knew it. Be quiet, Johnston. I can't believe it. He can't give up the cause. The fight, he can't.
He has to. Grant's won.
Grant? That devil, that butcher. If it weren't for him, we'd still have a chance.
Maybe, but it's too late now. Here they come.
I'm telling you, it's never too late.
Hey, stop! What are you doing with that pistol?
Get away from me, boy! Let go of my arm!
No!
Gotta kill him! I'm gonna kill him!
What's going on here?
Oh, hi, General.
Jimmy?
You know Grant? I knew you was a filthy Yankee.
That's enough, Sergeant. You and your men mount up.
Yes, sir.
I apologize for my sergeant's actions, General. I feel that is the way many of my men will react at the news.
Well, it's quite understandable, sir.
Rest assured, I shall do everything in my power to smooth the transition.
I know you will. Goodbye, General Lee.
Goodbye, General Grant.
There goes a great man.
I'm sorry I interrupted everything, but that sergeant was gonna shoot you.
Oh, then I'm glad you did interrupt. So you've been spending your time with the Confederates lately, eh?
Yeah, but it was totally by accident. Mm. You wouldn't believe what I've been through.
Well, come inside, Jimmy. You can tell me all about it as you eat.
Great. I'm starved.
And then you and I will ride back to Washington. You know, I think the president would like to see you again. He was quite concerned when you disappeared.
Tell me about it. I was pretty worried when he didn't show up, too.
Mm. Well, the time for worry is ended. The time for celebration is at hand.
Wow! What a party!
Completely understandable, I'd say, after 4 long years of war.
It's been this way all week. Hasn't it, Mr. President?
Yes, Mr. Stanton, it has. Ever since we received word that Lee surrendered, it is good to hear joy again. Our work is done.
You have seen us through?
Not if we're to believe some of the banners I've seen flying around town. One said, "Glory to God who hath us granted the victory."
Oh, yes, and the one I saw was a bit more direct in its praise. It merely read, "U.S. Army, U.S. Navy, U.S. Grant."
I'm sorry, sir.
Oh, nonsense. You deserve it, General, and much more, which is why I wish you'd reconsider about tonight.
Oh, you mean going to the theater?
Yes. The newspapers have made a big to-do about it. Everyone wants to see you. Mm. Besides, it's the Laura Keene comedy, Our American Cousins. Supposed to be quite hilarious.
So I've heard, sir, but Mrs. Grant is firm. We must leave for Philadelphia this afternoon. In fact, I really should be going right now.
Well, I understand. To tell you the truth, I only said I'd go because of you and the crowds.
Oh, the crowds. I am heartily sick of the crowds. I have never been so pawed over in my life.
Well, you'd better get used to it, General. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling it's only the beginning.
Do you think so?
Yes, I do. Ugh. Well, since you can't attend, perhaps young Master Barkley would like to accompany us.
Me? Sure.
Wonderful. Well, goodbye, General.
Goodbye, Mr. President. Goodbye, Jimmy, and thank you once again.
You're welcome, General. Bye.
A remarkable man.
Indeed. We could not have survived the last 4 years without him. And I think he'll be of invaluable service to us during the next 4 and beyond.
Mm. Oh, that reminds me, sir. I wonder if you had a chance to look over my plan for the reconstruction of the Union?
Well, only briefly, Mr. Stanton.
As you know, that is the single great problem facing us.
Yes. We must attend to it right away, before Congress comes back in December. We have 9 months to give birth to a new Union.
What's that? It sounds like a parade.
It is, of sorts. More of our troops marching past.
Well, let's go see. We'll have a great view from the Oval Terrace.
I strongly advise against it, sir.
Mr. Stanton, I declare you are like an old mother hen. Surely I am in no danger now that the war is over.
I disagree, sir. It is precisely now that you are in the greatest danger. My advice is for you to stay away from any public place.
Huh.
Besides, I think our time could be better spent discussing my plan, sir. We're going to need every spare moment if we're to push it through Congress.
Well, perhaps you're right.
Well, I want to go out and see him. Can I?
Of course. At least one of us should be allowed to have some fun. If I can get away, I'll join you later.
Right.
Shall we, Mr. President?
Yes. Have a good time, Jimmy.
I will! This is great! I can see everything!
Hey! You! Jimmy!
Huh? Who's
know me?
David Harold. I didn't expect to see you again.
I can say the same about you. You remember Lewis Payne, don't you?
Yeah, how are you, Lewis?
Yeah.
Still your same old cheery self, I see.
We ain't seen you since inauguration.
Yeah, I know. Where'd you guys run off to anyway?
We told you. We had to find our captain. Where you been the past few weeks?
You wouldn't believe it. I've been all over the place. City Point, Richmond, Appomattox.
The courthouse?
Yep.
You saw the surrender?
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Then you were with Lee and the Confederates?
Sure. I spent the last few days of the war with him. You know, General Lee is a really incredible man.
Yeah, I bet he is. Listen, Jimmy, how'd you like to meet another really incredible man?
Sure.
I don't think the captain liked that, Harold.
Sure he will. Captain like any man who's been with Lee and the Confederates. Besides, Jimmy here also knows all about Lincoln. I think the captain will find that fascinating.
Yeah, maybe he will at that.
Come on, Jimmy.
Where is Jimmy going? And who is this mysterious captain anyway? Find out when our adventure continues in just a moment. And now, the conclusion of Lincoln.
Well, Jimmy, here we are.
Ugh, this place smells terrible. Where are we anyway?
Sullivan's Saloon. Soon to be the most famous tavern in the country, because Captain Booth spent so much time here.
Booth?
Yeah, John Booth.
Booth.
Something wrong?
Huh? Oh, no. It's just that I've heard that name somewhere before.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised. Captain's only the most famous actor in the whole world. Come on, he's in the back room.
Harold, you're late. And where's Payne?
He's seeing to the horses, Captain.
Well, sit down. We have a... Who's this?
Captain, this is a friend of mine, Jimmy Barkley.
Wonderful. A child. You brought a child here?
Yeah, but there's a good reason. He knows all about Lincoln.
Oh, is that true, boy?
Well, I wouldn't say I know all about him, but he is a friend of mine.
A friend? And just how good of friends are you?
Pretty good, I guess. I mean, we've gone squirrel hunting together.
Squirrel hunting. Well, that's very nice. Tell me, do you talk about anything special while you hunt squirrels?
What do you mean?
Well, for instance, does he tell you about any of his plans? Like, say, which theater he'll be attending tonight?
How do you know he's going to the theater?
Oh, newspaper's been going on all week long about how Lincoln and Grant will be going to the theater tonight.
Oh, Grant won't be there.
He won't?
No, he went home. Lincoln asked me to go with him instead.
Oh, really? Which play do you remember?
No, I don't.
Oh. Well, thank you, Jimmy. Tell him to go.
Go? But Captain...
No, he knows nothing new. Word about Grant reached me before you arrived. Tell him to go. We have business to discuss here.
Jimmy, Captain wants you to leave.
I know, I heard.
Why don't you go on over to the counter and get yourself a sarsaparilla? Just tell Joe to put it on the captain's tab.
Well, all right. Sarsaparilla. Excuse me.
Yes, Sonny, what'll it be?
I'll have a sarsaparilla, please.
Right. Yeah, that'll be a nickel.
Oh, you're supposed to put it on the captain's tab.
Oh, all right. So, you're a friend of Wilkes, are you?
Wilkes?
Captain Booth.
I thought his name was John.
John? Wilkes? He goes by both.
Wait a minute. What did you say his name was?
John Booth. John Wilkes Booth.
John Wilkes Booth. That's why his name is so familiar. He's the man who shot Lincoln.
What'd you say, boy?
They're gonna kill Lincoln. I've gotta warn the president.
Just where you think you're going, boy.
Payne! Let me go! Let me go!
What's going on?
Jimmy!
He knows everything, Captain.
He does he? It appears you need a lesson on not sticking your nose where it doesn't belong.
A barkeep.
Lock him in the back room.
No! Let me go! Let me go! great, just great. I'm the one person who can warn Lincoln, and I'm stuck in this room. It's already dark. I've got to get out of here. God, please show me a way to get out of here. Wait a minute. What's this? It's the remote control Mr. Whitaker gave me. Let's see. He said to press this button. It's working. I'm out. Mr. Whitaker, I've got to warn him. I've got to save President Lincoln.
Wait, Jimmy.
There it is, Ford's Theater. Look out, coming through. Hurry by, please. It's an emergency.
On there, young man.
Is this where President Lincoln is?
Yeah, but you can't get in unless you buy a ticket, and I'm afraid we're sold out.
I don't want to buy a ticket. I have to get to the president.
Now, hold this right there. You can't just come in here like this. Help me out, boy.
No, you don't understand. Let me go. The president is in danger. Someone wants to kill him. Let me go. I have to get to President Lincoln. No!
Take some petulance.
No!
Jimmy, are you all right?
Why, Mr. Whitaker? Why? Why?
Now, just calm down, Jimmy, calm down.
Why'd you bring me back? I could have stopped it. I could have saved him.
Saved who? Lincoln? No, you couldn't. That's why I wanted you to wait when you used the remote control. You can't change history, Jimmy.
Then why'd you send me through this?
So you could do what you're doing now. React to it. Learn from it. And hopefully use that knowledge to try and change the only thing that can be changed. The future.
Lincoln really was incredible, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. I think he was the greatest president we've ever had, or ever will have.
Even more than Washington and Jefferson?
Oh, yes. You see, the founding fathers made all sorts of rules on how a state could enter the Union, but there was no rule that said a state had to stay there. The southern states all wanted to leave, had every right to leave. But Lincoln said, no, the United States must not dissolve. And he was willing to do whatever it took to keep it together.
Even fighting a war.
Yes. Lincoln was a man God picked to lead the country when the country needed leadership most.
You remember how I told you history wasn't exactly one of my favorite subjects, Mr. Whitaker?
Yes.
Well, I think that's changing.
Good. I know where you can find a lot more.
Downstairs in the library?
That's the place.
Thanks, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, and Jimmy?
Yes, sir?
You still think Zappazoids is better than the Imagination Station?
No. I think the Imagination Station's better. But just barely.
Just barely. Thanks a lot, Jimmy.
As great as Lincoln was, it's hard to believe that many people of the time thought he was a failure when he was alive. That's right, a failure. They felt that he wasn't a very good leader. And they weren't the only ones. Lincoln even had doubts about himself, especially during the darkest days of the war. But no matter how bad things got, Lincoln never forgot that God was in control. He took great comfort in the fact that even when bad things happen, God's will was being done. That's an important lesson for all of us to learn. When things seem like they're at their worst, we should keep trusting in the Lord and do our jobs, like Lincoln said, with firmness in the right as God gives us to see the right. Well, that's it for now. Adventures and Odysseys, a production of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odysseys.